This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Twenty-two Maoists have surrendered before the police in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh today. District Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria said that a total reward of 37 lakh and 50,000 rupees was declared on these Maoists. The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election today held a meeting at Parliament House in New Delhi. The 39-member committee comprises 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The meeting was a part of the broader exercise to examine the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024, which aim to enable simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. BJP today hit out at the opposition, especially Congress and RJD, over the Supreme Court's comment on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said the court has made it clear that conducting the entire SIR process falls within the constitutional jurisdiction of the Election Commission. Mr. Bhatia said that the Apex Court's observation on the exercise sent a strong message to RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad, Tejaswi Yadav, and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi regarding transparency about the SIR process. He also demanded apology from the two leaders over the issue.
The Honorable Supreme Court made it very clear that it is well within the jurisdiction of the Election Commission of India under the Constitution and the Representation of People Act 1950 to undertake this exercise for more accountability and transparency. We hope that some sense will prevail on leaders like Tejaswi Yadav as well as Rahul Gandhi, and they will introspect and will respect the decision of the highest court of the country.
Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. The scheme aims to support the deployment of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistics costs and carbon footprint. Government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupees subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Inter-ministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in Ministry of Heavy Industry, Kamran Rizvi, during a function in New Delhi today. He added, the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. India's used car market is growing rapidly and is expected to cross 6 million units this fiscal, a new report by Crisil Ratings said today. According to data compiled by the report, the sales volume of used cars is growing at a pace of 8 to 10%, which is more than twice the growth rate of new car sales. The estimated market value of used cars now stands at around 4 lakh crore rupees, nearly matching the value of new car sales in the country, signalling a major shift in consumer behaviour. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency, SIA, conducted raids at three locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of a terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. According to SIA, the operation aimed to identify individuals inciting youth against the country. Vital evidence, including electronic devices, was recovered, marking a breakthrough in exposing clandestine financial networks. In cricket, England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Joe Root led the charge with a 104-run knock, anchoring the innings after early jitters. However, the day belonged equally to Jasprit Bumrah, who returned with figures of 5 for 74, breaking England's momentum just as they looked too set to cross the 400-run mark. And that is the end of this news bulletin.